This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hello. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Bonjour, hola. I can't think of any other languages at the minute, so all that jazz. Use your jazz hands, you know. So, how are we all? Are we loving life? Are we over it? Are we enjoying this horrendous weather? Right, so obviously it depends where you are in the world and in the UK and wherever. I'm obviously in Glasgow where it always rains. And when it doesn't rain, it's threatening to rain. We're having horrendous weather. I was just at the shops and I said to the woman behind the counter, I genuinely think we're skipping autumn and going straight to winter. I mean, most years we skip summer as well, but we're kind of used to that. Autumn weather gets you ready. It prepares you. I don't like rain. I don't mind being cold. I mean, I prefer not to be cold. I don't like being wet. So, rain, rain, go away, come again another day, or don't. My friend Danielle, who some of you may have heard on here or may have heard me speak about before. She lives in Turkey. I don't know why I said it like that, because that's not even their accent or how, or their word. So she lives in Turkey. Anyway, I don't know, my brain's not braining as usual. And she's always praying for the rain and I'm always praying for the sunshine. So I don't know how we sort that, because I don't really fancy moving to a kind of summer hotspot, if you want to say it. Party. Like, I'm over that. Maybe 30 years ago I might have took you up on that offer, but not the day. I'm in my very menopausal zone at the minute and currently sweating buckets. All you females of a certain age out there will understand how that feels. And all your males out there need to start understanding how it feels. I mean, some of yous are very understanding, I'll give yous that. Some of yous aren't, but that's like anything in life, isn't it? Some people will try and understand somebody else's situation, other people won't. And that's what makes us all unique. That is me putting it nicely. And see, being menopausal, you're lucky I'm putting it nicely, because menopausal women are a whole other breed. I've learned that one. They are very hormonal. So, today, what are we talking about today? Well, I was sitting thinking, what is the best thing to talk about? Because I don't want, you know me, I don't like to be too serious too often. Not that my last couple of episodes have been too serious, but obviously we've spoke about babies being born and teenage pregnancies, later life pregnancies and all different things. And I've got quite a lot more to say potentially on those subjects later down the line. But I thought all the kids are starting to go back to school in the UK, in America. I don't know. Is Australia on their winter break yet? I know you've got, or was that last month? I don't know. I just see what I see on social media, and that's where I normally get my information about what part of the world's on holiday and what part isn't. So you've got the kids going back to school. You've also got the children, they're more like adults going to college and uni. Some of you will be adults because you're maybe starting to, or go back, going back into education later in life. Maybe you took a gap year that turned into being 5 years, 10 years. Listen, whatever works for you is how it's supposed to, how your journey's supposed to go. But some people will struggle because you get X amount of weeks or months off. Again, it all depends where you are in the world. In Scotland, in England, Wales, probably Northern Ireland, I don't know about Ireland, they get, it's almost 2 months, they get about 6-7 weeks off in the summer. But obviously the kids that are leaving school, they would have previous to that time off for study leave. Then they would only have been in a few days here and there for exams. Then from when the last exam is until starting college, uni, whatever, it can be months, 3 months, 4 months, whatever. And apart from the fact it being a big change, so regardless of whether they're going back to school, going to college, going to uni, starting a job, whatever it is, change can be hard for some people, especially anybody who is autistic, potentially ADHD and all these sort of things. Anybody that's maybe got any kind of ailment that affects them day to day, so maybe if they're wearing a hearing aid, if they have to sign, so like using BSL or ASL, whatever, it can be daunting going somewhere new because it's all new people you're meeting. You're potentially anxious already, depending on your personality. Some people just stroll right in, but anybody that has any kind of neurodiverse or any other condition that affects them day to day or hinders them day to day, they'll struggle. I know especially people that are autistic, they struggle with any kind of change, but also, so say for example the 6-7 weeks summer holiday, that's long for them because their routine's out of sorts. So now going back to school, they have to slip back into the routine because they've just had a different routine during the summer holidays. Now they're slipping back into their routine, and although it's a routine that they potentially know, it's again a new routine because it's a new routine from what they've had the last 6-7 weeks. But then you've also got, if they're starting a new school, a new college, a new university, a new job, they'll need to find a new routine because what do they need to leave at the same time? Do they travel the same way? So are they driving? Is somebody driving them there? Are they getting a taxi? Are they getting a bus? Getting a train? Then they need to figure out the route. They need to figure out how long it takes them to get there if it's a different journey. What time do they need to leave? What time do they need to get there? Or will they get there to ensure that they won't be late? What's the best route to get from the bus stop or the train station or the nearest car park to whatever building they're going to, all these different things, and it can be very, very stressful. So one thing I would suggest is doing a test run, a few test runs with the person, making sure you've asked them all the questions, any questions that might help them. Speak to the school, the college, the university, the employer, and make sure they know anything that might help support them, anything that might affect them. It could be that they need anxiety aids or some other aid to help them throughout the day. It may be they need to take 5-10 minutes out. They may need to leave class early just to ensure they're not caught up in is it a hustle and bustle getting either to lunch or out the building, whatever it might be, to the next class? These are all things that most people, especially if you've gone through this journey for a long time, but if you haven't and you're unsure, there's places and people that you can ask the question, and I can help any way I can. Obviously, I have my son who's neurodiverse, he's autistic, another one who's potentially ADHD, but we'll not go to that one because it's not the actual child, man-child, that's the problem. It's the fact that the ADHD brain took over and he took himself off the list to get tested. But that's a whole other story. That could be a whole episode itself, so we'll maybe talk about that another day. But there's many things that can trigger them, like all the different sensory issues. If they're getting a new school uniform and it's a different texture from the previous one, or it's not been worn in, so it can feel new. I know that whenever my son was going back to school, one of the things that helped him was, especially with his school shoes. Now, we all mums know we all buy new school shoes every single year, but what helped him was, for at least the first week, wearing the old school shoes until we got settled back in. Potentially wearing one of the old polo shirts. My son couldn't wear a shirt and tie, but potentially wearing one of the old polo shirts because it feels, it doesn't feel new and it feels comfortable, feels familiar. When it comes to lunches, do they struggle staying in school for lunch? And I get you might not have an option, they maybe have to stay in school, but could you speak to the school and see if instead of them going into the canteen room, could they go into a classroom or a spare room on their own or with a friend? Because the sensory issues can be very overwhelming in there. Too many lights, too much noise, too many smells, different smells, everybody's shouting at the one time. And it's not really that they're shouting, it's just there's so many voices at the one time, it sounds like shouting. Are you able to take them home for lunch or meet them for lunch if they're at college or university or work, just to make sure they've got somebody familiar round about them to help? There's a whole list, and obviously everybody's got different issues, so the things that we deal with on a daily basis may be different from what you deal with on a daily basis. So if there is something, and this is where same parents can come together, and a lot do come together, but some people are shy and don't like to ask for help or don't like to tell anybody their business. But honestly, if it's somebody who's going through the same as you, they're not going to spread your business, and they'll be very welcoming to any support you might need. But again, my messages are always opened. If you do have a question or if you do need pointed in the right direction, just ask the question. There's no harm in asking. And like I said last week, what you might think is a silly question or a unique question, it may have been asked a million times before, but we always build up in our head more than what it potentially is, which then kind of makes us fearful of asking for help. And then you've got the whole everybody thinks that outside agencies, for example, social services are going to get involved if you don't know. I said that's not the case. Yeah, they can be involved if you want them to, but not to take your child off you because you don't know what to do for the best at their lunch or the best school uniform to buy them. Because if you're asking the question, then you're trying to be the best parent possible and you're trying to do the best for your child or your partner or whoever it may be. And you've got to remember, people don't grow out of autism or ADHD, and they don't grow hearing. Like, deafness doesn't disappear as you get older. If anything, we all become a little bit more deaf, if that makes sense. I'm trying to think of the words, but we've got the menopause brain. Everybody's hearing starts to get slightly impaired as you get older. Your eyesight, I'll tell you about that later. Your eyesight might get more affected as you get older. So everybody's senses will be affected as you get older, but unfortunately some people's senses and different traits begin from birth. and they need the support now and not when they're my age or 50 or 60 or 70. I mean, I'm not even 50 yet. Do you know I went to the opticians the other day? Do you know what they told me? I need varifocals. And I had visions, they, do you know the ones that looks as if they bought me your glasses like a magnifying glass? My gran had them, but apparently they're bifocals. So I thought, I'm not walking about with the glasses on my gran more. No harm to Betty. We love Betty. Betty's not here anymore, but we love Betty. But I don't want to look 90. I mean, that poor soul didn't make it to 90. She made it to 89 though. She nearly got there. She just got past her 89th birthday by about a month, just over a month, 5 weeks. But I wasn't ready to hear that. Don't get me wrong, I know my eyesight's worse, but more so when I'm reading. So I thought, I'll go to the opticians and I'll go for my 2 yearly check. I mean, I say my 2 yearly check. The last 2 years I've been there about a dozen times because I get terrible bother with my eyes just now. But apart from putting that aside, I thought they were going to say to me, right, you need a pair of glasses for your everyday because I need to wear my glasses all day every day because I'm blind as a bat. But you'll also need a pair of readers. Reading glasses.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
I thought, so I could I kind of cope with that, but then I thought, that whole changing your glasses on and off, and I mean, I take my glasses off at the minute anyway when I'm reading something tiny and I've got it like right in front of my face. I mean, I do look like an old woman when I'm doing it. My boys laugh at me. But varifocals just sounds more dramatic. I mean, I get it's to save you from having two pairs of glasses and taking them one off and putting the other one on, whatever. But I just felt as if she told me I was heading towards old age. So anybody that's got any sight issues out there, I feel you. Have I ever told you about the first time I went to the opticians? My mum and dad thought I was joking about, I mean, I potentially was joking that I needed glasses, but that backfired on me. So my cousin got glasses, so I wanted a pair. So I told my mum and dad I couldn't read in class. I mean, I never ever looked up at the blackboard anyway, or the whiteboard, or remember they had the thing, the projector thing. I never looked up. I just listened to what the teacher was saying and then just sat and talked to my pals. So I couldn't tell you if I could read anything in class. I was at the back of the class and what was put up at the front of the class. Couldn't tell you because my head wasn't up high enough. I was too busy talking. Because remember I told you, they always said how I talk too much and I get easily distracted. But I just decided to tell my mum and dad that I needed glasses. And my mum was like, no, you don't. You're just saying that because she's got them. And I was like, I swear to God, mum, I need glasses. And she's like, right, your dad will take you to get your eye test and blah, blah, blah. And you don't need glasses. Well, I went and I needed glasses. And of course, I didn't know I needed glasses. I just said that because that's what you do, isn't it? When your brother or sister or your cousin or somebody gets something, you want it as well. So I was like, I told you and you didn't believe me. Of course, I got all the apologies. That's terrible. That's gaslighting, isn't it? Gaslighting at the age of 12, 13, whatever I was. Anyway, so that's how I ended up with glasses. That backfired on me. And I just get blinder and blinder every year. Which I don't understand, right? So, well, I do understand it, right? But you're supposed to have glasses to help your eyesight. But in actual fact, it's making it worse. I'm getting off topic. I do this every week, don't I? So doing trial runs to the place where you're going is definitely one thing that I would suggest. Making a plan, also making an inverted commas an escape plan. I mean, that's a bit drastic of a word, isn't it? An expression to use, but that's exactly what it is. It's like an escape plan for them, because if they get too overwhelmed or things are too much and they can feel themselves about to have a meltdown or start stimming or whatever, they need an escape plan. So what's your escape plan for them? Is there a quiet room they can go to? Is there an additional unit within the school or the college or the university? Is there a tea room that they can go to if it's work? Or another office that nobody really uses? Conference room, something like that, in work. I know some colleges and universities have got like quiet rooms. You've also got the things like the library is normally in schools and colleges and universities. So you've got all that. So make an escape plan. But if it's genuinely they need to get out the building, then maybe you might need to make two escape plans. We always have plans in place. I normally, if he doesn't know where I am, I normally get an SOS. That's literally what it is. It's come save me, help me. I mean, we're laughing about it. We always laugh about it because it's funny afterwards. It's just not funny for them in the moment. It's just part of parenting, and it's part of being in a relationship with somebody who has additional support needs, and it's finding the right support for them. Is the right support just being at the other end of the phone? Is it better that you're close by? Do they need to know where you are day to day just to give them a bit of peace of mind and to know that you're not going anywhere and you'll be there within X amount of time if they need you? There's also things, so we've spoke about helping them get back into it, but one of the other things I was going to say, your first few weeks or month or whatever, you might want to build up things like school and work and college and university, depending how often. I mean, college and university, you might not really be in a full week, so more so school and work, you might ask if you can build that up for the first week or couple of weeks, because again, you're getting back into routine. So do you want to start on time or whatever, but maybe finish 5 minutes early or take an extended lunch break or whatever it is, just to make sure that all the emotions are in place. And remember, most countries will have kind of disability laws, so if you need extra support, look into the disability laws in your country and see what support there is for you when it comes to education and also employment. Because there's employment laws, and everybody's entitled to have a job and the job that they want. Also, everybody's entitled to an education, but it doesn't mean that you don't need extra support. And if you do need extra support, then they should be willing to give you it. And if they're not, tell me. I'm used to fighting with education departments. I'll fight your case. I'm hormonal, remember? What else? Things like lunches. Obviously, if they're staying wherever they are for lunch, then they maybe want to take a lunch in with them, because at least then they know it's something they like and they get to choose it, and ensure you're allowing them to choose the lunches. Pens, pencils, school bags, all these different things, make sure it's something that's comfortable for them in their hand. And that might sound silly, but you've got different textures, haven't you? And for anybody that isn't on any kind of spectrum or isn't neurodiverse, you could just pick up a pencil or a pen or whatever and not even think twice about it. But somebody who has sensory issues, they do think twice about it, because it might not feel right to them. it's not comfortable, the texture, the everything's not right for them, and then it can be very overwhelming, and that'll stay with them that full day and potentially make them unwell because they'll get so worked up about it, they'll make themselves ill. So yeah, it's a lot to think about, but if you sit and write down lists, and you all write down lists together of different things that would help, different things that they don't want to use, or they do want to use, or they do want to speak to, or don't want to speak to. These are all, and again, like I said, as the years go on, it becomes second nature. You'll get used to doing all these things because that's just part of your life. When that person's in your life, that's part of your life as well. It's a big part of their life, but it's also a big part of your life for as long as you're supporting that person. So yes, that's my top tips for anybody that struggles going back when their routines are changing, or going back to an education or whatever it may be. I need somebody's top tip to do a sun dance because this rain is belting down and I can't get any washings dried. That's where my anxiety is at the minute, how I'm going to get through all my washing during the winter. I have that same anxiety every year because you're like, oh, you're that used to putting the washing out every single day. And some days I hunt washing down. I find things that need washed that don't actually need washed, but I'll put them in the washing because I love to see a garden full of washing. My neighbours must be like, how much clothes do her and her boys go through every day? She's got about five lines of washing out. I tell you, right, what have I got? Five lines of washing I would put out every single day. And sometimes, and obviously you rotate them, so like, I could have them all filled in the morning, and then once they're all dried, the next 25 loads go out. I'm just one of these people that likes to see my clothes dancing in the garden. So that's my trauma at the minute, is not getting through my washings. And every day, have I got clean boxers? Have I got clean socks? Have I got anything to wear to work? Have I got anything to wear to college? Have I got something to wear to school? Have I... Give peace. So I've currently got a washing on now, so that everybody's got clean boxers and clean socks and clean whatever they need for tomorrow. In the next few days, I don't know how I'm drying them, mind you, because although it's raining, it's still very clammy, it's still very warm. So you put the heating on and you're sweating buckets, then everybody moans because I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because that heating's been on, it's far too hot. But you just moaned at me because you've not got any boxers. I've just washed boxers for you. They need to be dried. Ah, but how, mammy? I'm not ruling the world yet, so I can't really fix that for you. I'm sorry. You get rid of the rain and I'll do the rest. Imagine. Do you know, I would love to be like bewitched. Just a wee twitch of the nose, or Mary Poppins, a wee click of the fingers, a clap of the hands, and a wee sing song, and everything's done for you. Could you imagine how life would be so much easier? I mean, we'd all be so lazy. But yeah, that sounds like heaven on earth to me. So what's everybody getting up to in the next week? What day is this? I've not bought my Christmas tree yet. I never got out. I went to Costco the other day and got lost in it for about 4 hours and spent too much money, as usual. And I'm going running, I'm taking pictures of all the Christmas stuff and I'm sending it to my son. I'm like, what about this for when we get a new house? And he's going, no. And I'm like, well, what about this? Do you want me to get that? Do you want me to get this? Do you want me to get that? And they're like, no. Can you just stop your nonsense, mother? So I seen this. It's like the old fashioned street light, street lamp. It's beautiful. It's Christmassy. It's in the Christmas range. So I said, I could buy this for outside our new house we've not got yet. And I just got nah or no. And then I put it on Facebook and said to my pal, well, everybody on my Facebook, I said, right, so I seen this the other day and the boys won't let me buy it. So if one of you encourage me, I'll buy it and you can get the blame. So one of my pals absolutely loves Christmas. She'd be in our Christmas bubble 365 days a year, 366 if it was a leap year. She said to me, go buy it. She's been looking at buying it as well. But realistically, I'd need two. You'd want one at each side of your door. But I don't have my house yet. That's the problem. This is where the problem lies. But I still need to go and buy my Christmas tree. But I've potentially found a Christmas tree. I just need to go and look to see if it's as nice as it looks in the photo. I've also seen one on Amazon. But there, I wouldn't know until I actually put it up how nice it is. Because they always make them, everything looks better in a photo. Apart from me. Not me. Do you know how everybody's always got their good side and their bad side? I don't know that I've got one of them. Not the day anyway. Today I look as if I've been dragged through a hedge backwards, threw under a lorry, reversed over, kamikazed, kicked to the curb and left there and then walked home. That's how I look the day. I look awful because I never slept last night because I was too hot. My legs were sore. We've got our first appointment on Saturday. We're going to neurology. So let's see what they've got to say for themselves. Then in 2 weeks' time, I've got another appointment at the hospital. So let's see what they've... So hopefully I'll have some answers within the next couple of months and potentially be on the right medication and hopefully not be in as much pain, and everything else hopefully starts to settle down at that point. So, and then that means that I'll not miss as many episodes, or I won't miss any episodes, and episodes hopefully won't be late because hopefully we'll have a body that feels the age it's meant to feel and not double the age it's meant to feel. Oh dear, what can the matter be? So I've been writing my list of episodes. Did anybody see my social media this week where I have...
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Had a brainwave. Do you own a charity, work for a charity, have a charity, have a favourite charity? Is there a charity that you use? Is there a charity that you raise money for? Anything to do with charity that's to do with helping people, regardless of whether it's to do with addiction or gambling or disability, age, anything at all that helps people. I'm looking for somebody to come on and talk about charities, their charity, their preferred charity, whatever it may be. Give us some information about it. How can people find you? What do you do? How do you raise your money? All these different things, and let's get the word out there about, because obviously we know about a lot of charities, all the bigger ones that have been around for like 50 years, but there's always new charities as well. Listen, even if you are one of the bigger ones that's been around for 50 years, that's not to say that you can't come on and talk about yours as well, because I'm sure there'll be information that some of us or most of us won't know about yours as well, apart from the fact that you might help do cancer research, or you might help with baby loss, all these different things. But it doesn't mean that we can't still learn from you. and it doesn't mean that you don't still need some exposure. So let's get some charities on, or people talking about charities, and let's get the word out there together, and let's all just kind of help each other, because that's what this life should be about, is all of us coming together and helping each other, rather than everybody fighting against each other and thinking, I'm not going to help you because then that means that you might do better than me, or it's taking time away from me helping myself or whatever else. We can all help each other and still get to where we want to be. Let's stop the nonsense. I feel like I just say that all the time. Stop your nonsense. Stick it. Had to pause for 10 minutes there because my son came in and he thought he could catch me out, and then I say something that he's like, how do you know? So, I don't know whether I should tell you. We've got that sense of humour, and listen, nothing's sacred. Nothing's sacred. Nothing's too far in this house, right? So, I bought these things. I just told you I went to Costco. I bought watermelon plums at Costco. Now, I've never had watermelon plums, and it was the first time I think I'd seen them there. Anyway, in my head, they were going to taste like watermelon and have the texture of watermelon on the inside. They don't. They're just the colour of watermelon and taste like a plum. Anyway, so he was moaning at me because it was a big, massive box of them I bought, and I'm saying it's the only size of box they had. And as a bit into it, he was like, I don't even know what these are meant to taste like or if they're all right to eat. So I was explaining to him, and he went, that's not how that works. And I was like, basically, if they feel like listen, if you're an old man or an older man, don't take offence to this, right? This was me just trying to embarrass my son. I'm just putting that out there. I says, well, if they feel like an old man's balls, bollocks, testicles, then they're probably not right to eat. And he's like, eh? I says, well, all wrinkly and everything. And he went, all boys are wrinkly. And I says, ah, but an old man's is like, more wrinkly. It's just like a big bit of skin hanging down. He's like, how do you know? Try to be smart. And I went, because I've seen an old man's balls. And then he walked away from me. He was raging. Sorry, DMI. I'm not saying I've seen an old man's bollocks, but I like to embarrass my son because he tries to embarrass me. And what he needs to remember, and he's not learned this yet, and he's 26 years on this life, his 26 years of existence out of my hoo-ha, he has still not learned that I will always go lower and I will always embarrass you more. So suck it up, buttercup, I win again. So yes, he'll be away into work tomorrow, and I'll be like, oh my god, you know what my mum said to me yesterday? She said she's seen an old man's buzz. Sorry, that's a very Scottish slang way of saying testicles. But yeah, and then he'll go and tell his gran what I said, and then I'll get in trouble, and Helen will get told to wished, shut up, get your beak out of it. So yes, back to life. Back to reality. Let's get back to business. So if you do have a charity, in fact, you might have a charity to do with testicles, testicular cancer and things like that. So maybe that was actually why I was meant to tell you that story. So yeah, if you do have a charity and you do want to come on and kind of give out information, tell us how you can help people, tell us how we can help donate, or what we can do to help you. You'll not only get to speak about it on the podcast, we'll also advertise you on all our social media platforms for that month that you're on. So say, for example, you came on at the start of December, you'll be on the social media the whole of December. If you come on midway through, you'll still be on for 4 or 5 weeks, so don't worry about that. You'll get a full month on socials, put it that way. But yeah, It's about everybody coming together and everybody supporting each other and helping each other. And I think that's something that we all need to learn to do more. Because how many times do you hear, be kind, be there for each other, do this, do that, do it, and all these positive quotes, but how many people are actually following through with what they're saying? How many people are actually trying to help others? Like, you get people who will take, and not give anything back. And I'm not saying you expect anything back, but what I mean is, you'll only ever hear from them when they want something, but they don't really communicate with you in between times. Or you don't hear from them as much. And many of us are quite bad at not asking for help and support. People aren't psychic. Nobody's psychic. Well, I mean, some people say they're psychic. There will be some people out there who potentially are psychic, but the majority of us aren't psychic. We can't read your thoughts when you're not around us. So if we can't see the worry on your face or the pain in your eyes and you're not telling us how you're feeling, then how are we supposed to know? And yeah, we can check in with people, but it doesn't always come across in your tone of voice over a phone. Just bear that in mind. But at the same time, check in with people. Like, I've got friends who I would constantly check in with, and then it was getting to a point I would only ever speak to them if I was checking in with them and whatever else. And I just think the friendship's supposed to be two ways, not just one way. So that can be quite hurtful when you're the one that's doing all the checking in, or you're the one that's doing all the helping, and people just think because you're the one that is asking if everybody's okay, or because you're the one that's helping others, or you look as if you're the strong one, everybody presumes you are. And that's not always the case. And I'm not saying I'm not strong. I am strong. I'm very strong-willed. But we all have breaking points, and we all have points where it would be nice if somebody said to us, are you okay? Even if you are okay, just somebody saying to you, are you okay? Then you know somebody cares. Then you know that it's that friendship isn't a one-way street. It's two ways. Not just, and I don't just mean with friends, I mean with family as well. Listen, I get my mum into trouble for this all the time because she's bad for it. She expects people, or she waits for everybody else to phone her. And I keep saying to her, but you've got a phone there, you can pick that phone up. And she's always getting an excuse, oh, I don't want it in case they're busy. Well, if they're busy, they're not going to answer the phone again, they'll phone you back. Like, friendships, and I say to her as well, friendships two ways, it's not just one way. So you can't moan that somebody's not phoned you when you've not been phoning them either, because they're probably feeling as if they're doing all the work. That's my rant. Sorry. My rant for the day. So it's Wednesday night, this is going out, and which means that tomorrow and Friday I will be mainly telephone calls, Zoom calls, and on social media. I need to try and get onto social media more, so I'm going to try and put some time away throughout my day on a Thursday and Friday, because I spend a lot of my time in my car on a Thursday and Friday on calls and on video calls and phone calls. I'm going to try and put some time aside to do some my social medias and potentially go on live day days. If I can't go on any of the other days, I need to start going live again. I've not done it for ages, and I think the longer you do it, and the longer you don't do it, sorry, the more you put it off. Or you find something else to fill the time where you could be doing something more productive. So yes, that's the plan for this week, but it also depends on a few other things. Saturday, I've got my appointment at the hospital. Sunday, no doubt my mum will have me doing something. I would quite like it to be a day of rest, but I don't seem to know what that is. Even if I did have a day where I was doing nothing, I'd potentially end up doing something. I'm trying to think if I've got anything else. I want to go and get my hair cut, but I don't. I'm holding off at the same time because I don't know if... So do you remember I went and got it all cut? I don't know if you might not know that. I got it. So it was like halfway down my back, and then I got it cut up into a bob, like kind of shoulder length. I did want it slightly shorter, but because of the style I wanted, I need to wait for Bitsy to grow out a wee bit. But now that I'm at the point where I could probably get the style that I wanted, I'm like, just I want that. So I'm holding off to 100% decide what I want. I might colour my hair this week and I might not. That takes an awful lot of effort for me. Even though I just do it myself. It's the whole rigmarole, isn't it? And doing colouring my hair is as bad as painting the house. I get more colour everywhere else than what I do on my hair. We call it painting my hair in this house. I don't know if you've heard this story, but it was because when my youngest son was, I think five or six, something like that, and he went to his friend's house. I was going to the hairdresser's, and his friend's mum said, listen, don't rush back. Just go take your time, get your hair done, get whatever you want done. I'll pick him up, and then just you come to me later on or whatever, and I'll feed him. And I was like, right, okay. So I goes up, but I had been blonde, and I went auburn at that point. And I was sitting in the living room in his friend's house, and he ran in the living room, then he ran back out, and then he ran in, and then he ran out, and then he ran back in. Do you know that way? He had to keep looking at me. He's like, Mum. And we all burst out laughing. I'm like, I said, she like my hair? And he's like, what happened to it? I says, the hairdresser painted it. And he's like, why? But he wanted me, oh God love him, he's like, but I want you to have blonde hair the same as me. He nearly broke my heart. I nearly cried. So yeah, that's how we ended up calling it painting my hair rather than getting it dyed or getting it coloured. We paint my hair. And I've just always said that now. I just always stick to it. I can hear my washing machine. It's not quite finished yet. Oh, I'm going to be sweating tonight. No, I'm going to be able to sleep because I need to put the heating on to put dry boxers. Oh. Does anybody have the clothes horse, clothing air dryers, whatever you want to call them, that you actually plug in the electric one to do the work? Because in my head, surely only the bit on the heated bit dries. I don't know. I quite fancy getting one. I seen one the other day, and then my pal was like, no, don't buy that one, you can get them a lot cheaper. And I was like, but do they actually work? Do they dry your clothes, or do they just dry bits of it and the rest of it stinks? My new car's brilliant. I'm now getting used to it. Still not quite mastered the driving into a parking space when there's a car at each side of you. I've not quite mastered that bit, but I can reverse into a parking space, no bother, with a car at each side of me, just not driving forwards. I just cannot judge the size. I'll get there. I mean, I've not even had it a month yet. I've had it, 3 weeks? So we'll get there. Anybody wants to teach me how to park my car? I've only been driving for nearly 30 years, but do you want to teach me how to park a car? Deary me. We just missed out in the house. I think I told you that last week. There's been nothing else up. And I need to go and buy my Christmas tree that I was meant to buy at the weekend, but got lost in Costco. What else did I get in Costco? There was a couple of good deals on books. But it's the usual, isn't it? You go down for the water, everybody's like, you can walk around. There's always certain points at Costco. If anybody's been to Costco or goes to Costco on a regular basis, you'll know there's certain points that are always busy. So the bakery and the sort of fresh meats and things like that bit's always busy. And then it's kind of quiet until you get to the water. The water's always busy. There's always everybody fighting over the water. And then it can be not too bad until you get to the tills, and suddenly there's 20 million people waiting. You're like, where the goods all come from? But I noticed when I went on Sunday, I don't think anybody was actually checking the cards on Sunday to see, because I always go as for an opening because I've got a trade card, because I've got a business, so I like to go in early. Yeah, you don't get all the tasters, which is absolutely fine with me. I just want to go in, get what I need to get, and get back out again. But there was people who they clearly went for a day out, and they just stopped dead. There was this one woman, she kept, I was getting so annoyed, I was on the phone to Danielle, and she's like, I think I'll phone you back later. There was this one woman, and she kept just stopping dead in front of me, constant, And anybody that's pushed a trolley in Costco, you know they're not the easiest to manoeuvre. Then at one point, I was just about to open the fridge door. She stood, went right, walked right in front of me, opened the fridge door, stood there for ages. Then when she finally decided she actually didn't want anything out of that fridge, she stood and shut, held the fridge door shut. And I'm looking at her as if to say, hello, can you see me? I am not Casper, I am alive. So yeah, Costco was a lot this weekend. And I go on a Sunday, always thinking a Sunday's going to be quieter, but it wasn't that Sunday. So yeah, shout out to Costco for not doing your job. Cheers for that. You made my job harder. And then I ended up, because I was getting so, I don't know if you do this, but you get so flummoxed, is that even a word? That you end up just picking up things that you weren't even there for. Now, I went down for water, juice. I always get their Wagyu burgers. I normally get their curry, but I never got it this time because there was only one day left on the date. Not their curry, one of the curries that they've got. And just a few bits of food and whatever. I ended up, I don't know what happens. You go into Costco, right? And I swear there's some sort of hypnosis when you walk in that door. You know you're only going in for certain things. And you tell yourself, I'm not buying anything apart from. Then I came out with watermelon plums because I thought they were going to taste like a watermelon and they don't. I thought, that's better than me cutting up watermelon. And it's not, they're just the same colour. What else did I get that I don't normally buy? I bought the boys' books. I bought the room spray that they've got. I mean, I probably do need it because I like to spray about the house and have the house, but I probably didn't actually need that one, but I did because it was there and it was going, Aileen, you keep looking at me, just buy me. So I bought that and I think I've sprayed it twice and it's sat on my desk ever since. What else did I buy? The water and the juice and the everything, all the drinks that I bought, sat in the car for 3 days because every day my son kept saying to me, I'll get it later. And then I finally brought it in myself and I said to him, did you see I done your job for you? And he's like, what job? I says, I brought all the drinks in. He went, oh, see, but you didn't need to do that because I was going to get them in after dinner. You were going to do it the last 2-3 days as well. So that happened. What else did I buy? I tend to just buy food and drink, not alcoholic drinks, none of, I don't drink, but like the water and the juice and the whatever, but you do need to be careful because sometimes you can get, there's some things that you could potentially get cheaper elsewhere and then you don't want to bulk buy too much because you maybe won't even use it, do you know what I mean? Or you won't use it in the time frame that you need to, or if you're doing like your monthly food shop, there's some that it might take you 6 months to get through it. So what's the point? You'd be as well just spending £1 in Asda or Tesco or whatever rather than spending £15 to save yourself 50 pence over the 6 months, 12 months, whatever it might be. So yeah, spend sensibly, buy sensibly, choose your battles in the shops sensibly. There was one wee woman, God love her, and the two were like, why is it so busy in here today? And she's like, oh. And the two said at the same time, like, people just stop dead in front of you, like, what is the point in that? And I felt better after getting that wee rant off my chest the other day with her. She was nice, the two were just laughing at the end of it. But yeah, that's me. I am not going to Costco now until next month. And I might phone them up first and say, excuse me, if you get somebody on that door, making sure that the right people are going on at the right time, because I don't want caught up in that chaos again. That's not for me. I hate shopping at the best of times. Anybody that knows me knows I hate shopping. It doesn't matter what I'm shopping for. I hate it. I should have been a boy. My mum always says I should have been a boy, and I agree. But no, the day. You can get Costco to deliver, can't you? I think I might just do that. And it's going to get worse. Like, the next few months is going to be horrendous going to the shops, because everybody's got to start their Christmas shopping. Oh, dearie me. I do most of my Christmas shopping online these days because my pain tolerance for shopping gets less and less every year. So now I mainly do my Christmas shopping online because I can't. My food shop, I'll do it in person. The gifts that I'm buying for people, that's done online because nope. Not the day, not for me. Anyway, that's me being dramatic for the day. So I am going to hit the road, Jack. I'll be back next week. So in the meantime, if anybody would like any kind of counselling or coaching, life coaching, business coaching, wellness coaching, let me know. Obviously, I can do it in person if you are Glasgow or surrounding areas, Eastern Bantamshire, South Lanarkshire, North Lanarkshire, Stirlingshire, Perthshire, and that sort of, the sort of Ayrshire, that sort of direction, potentially Edinburgh. Then let me know. Other than that, if you're anywhere else in the world, in the country, in the world, I can do it over video call or phone call. Again, if you're Glasgow surrounding areas, if you would like hoppy ear candling, Indian head massage, cup massage therapy, hot stone massage therapy or manual lymphatic drainage, I have appointments for that in person. And just let me know. You can get details on thereebootsanctuary.com. There's also a contact me form there where you can put some information. Book you in for your free initial phone consultation, which is no obligation. So if you decide after that phone consultation you don't want to go ahead, that's absolutely fine. And if you do want to go ahead, we'll get you booked in. No long waiting lists. And that's all to say about that. If you would like to come on the podcast and talk about your story, or if you've got a topic you'd like me to talk about, or if you're one of the charities that we were talking about earlier that would like to come on and talk or like me to talk on your behalf, write in to rebookyourthoughtspodcast@gmail.com and we'll have a wee conversation, get you sort out what it is you're looking for. If you would like to sponsor or advertise on the podcast, again, it's just rebootyourthoughtspodcast@gmail.com. And if you send me your contact details, then I will phone you and we can talk through things. But for now, I am going to go and potentially annoy my boys, or they might annoy me. We'll see who wins. And I will speak to you all soon. Take care. Enjoy your week. Bye-bye.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous US only.